The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those winning mole boys raised
on shotgun. Yes, you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. He's talking about everybody in this audience. All of yous out there. And thank you for joining us here on the Trump Phenomenon radio show. He's talking about Donald John Trump as well, and other heroes affiliated with the MAGA movement, some of whom we get to name on this show. I hope to name a couple tonight. And here on September 8th, 2022. If you want to call in and join the merriment, you're welcome to do so. This is a live show. It's always live. Here's the number, 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. I don't have any tattoos, but that would be something. If I tattooed that on my left wrist, as I'm broadcasting here, I could just look at that right there on my left wrist. But every few years, a number changes. Otherwise, I might do that. So welcome to the show tonight here. This is a Thursday night, and I'm up here in North Dakota, small town America. The big deal today was... well, the big deal, this is Potato Bowl week. Yes, Potato Bowl. And the big event in my little town is the Potato Parade. It's so wonderful. And, you know, at the Potato, it's such a big deal, this little tiny event in this little tiny town, that state senators, we have two of them, of course, our lone congressman may show up. The governor might show up because they want to be seen by the public. And, well, a happening thing in North Dakota is the potato parade in Grand Forks. So today in Potato Bowl week, the event I took my kids to was the unlimited all-you-can-eat French fries put on by the Simplot Potato Company. All with those French fries and hash browns and tater tots and every other sort of prepared potato that you get comes from the Simplot facility here in Grand Forks. And this is potato country. We grow red potatoes up here. Anyway, so that was the big news up here. And the at last year's potato parade, my son and I walked the entire length of the parade with Trump 1 and Trump 2024 flags draped on us as capes, and got people cheering those flags. And wondering whether we were part of the parade as we walked along with the parade down the entire route. And the entire population of Grand Forks was out on the main drag through downtown. And that, of course, that's America. And we got a few teenagers on rice rockets, like the one you just heard, going down my street. That America, it's the base of the MAGA movement. Many, many thousands of towns across the country, small towns, which are still really pro-American towns, really good places to live. And the rot, of course, the rot is in the big cities. Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., New York City, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco. Name the big towns. And that's where the big rot is. If somebody could devise a way to declare a giant divorce in which we in small town America get a divorce from big city America, and that would be wonderful. If somebody can work out the mechanics of how we can do that, there might be a way. There might be a very innovative, maybe the computer revolution will come in as a way to do something we have heretofore have been unable to do, is to make a country with a unique form of boundaries and a unique form of citizenship and identity. Some genius out there, we were talking about genius last night in our show, one of the heroes that I, a new hero to me, and I've yet to read his books, Edward Dutton. And he's written some, well, let me read you some of his titles. Edward Dutton. The book I mentioned last night was, well, listen to his titles. They're wonderful. The man is simply devoted to truth. And who was that Greek philosopher looking for an honest man? I've forgotten his name. I'll find it here again in a second. I keep forgetting that philosopher's name. I majored in philosophy at UCLA. Let's see here. The title of the book we talked about last night was At Our Wits' End. At Our Wits' End. Why We're Becoming Less Intelligent, and What It Means for the Future. But here are some of his other titles. Now, this is the kind of thinking person we need to find to craft a way in which we can separate ourselves. And of course, that is translated into Afrikaans. What is separation in Afrikaans? That's right, apartheid. Being separate, and that's what if we can find a way to do it, so we're not having to do it in some virtual way. And we are separate. We are utterly distinct from all those losers who are the deep state, the communists. We've never been joined to them. We've always been apartheid from them. But is there a way we can? But see, they're interested in controlling. Their whole deal is controlling other people. They live for that. That's what makes them tick. We're the opposite. We don't want to control other people. And when you put those two different philosophies into the octagon, guess which one wins? That's right, the communists. Because we don't want to have anything to do. We want to back away. The communists want to tear us apart. So we get torn apart. So we have to, now this is this magical moment that we're in right now. This is a moment where we, who've been torn apart for many decades, we've come to realize we got to put up our fists. We got to defend ourselves. And so this is, we are about to defend ourselves. Listen to these titles from Edward Dutton. He gets it. Here's a title, Race Differences in Ethnocentrism. I have no idea what's in this book other than that it's going to be intelligent. I want to get it. Making Sense of Race. I want to hear what this guy has to say again, because he sticks to the truth. Okay, I'm just from his titles alone, I'm seeing, here's one. Doesn't this get your curiosity up? Witches, Feminism, and the Fall of the West. There's a real brew for you there. I want to look into the covers of that book. Here's another one. Let's see. Sent Before Their Time. The subtitle is Genius, Charisma, and Being Born Prematurely. And he's got pictures here of various geniuses in history. Now here's one. This is, come on, you gotta want this book. How to Judge People by What They Look Like by Edward Dutton. And I know very little about Edward Dutton. How to Judge People, he's very prolific. I think he's fairly young too. How to Judge People by What They Look Like. And in that book, here, I'll go to it, just a little review of it here. In the book, you know, you're told, you know, you can't judge a book by its cover or people by what they look like. Well, Edward Dutton says, wrong. From the point of view of a scientist, he says, you can't judge people by what they look like. It's drummed into us as children. And as this book proves, it is utterly false. In this highly readable analysis of the academic research, Edward Dutton shows that we are evolved to judge people's psychology from what they look like. We can accurately work out people's personality and intelligence from how they look. And quite often, we have to if we want to survive. Body shape, hairiness, eye width, finger length, even how big a woman's breasts are. Dutton shows that these and much else are windows into personality, intelligence, or both. Once you read How to Judge People by What They Look Like, you'll never look at people the same again. Now, come on. You gotta want to buy that book. I'm going to buy it. $14 in paperback. I'm going to buy it tonight, right after the show. Okay, and I'll share it with you. Let's get another one here. J. Philip Rushton, A Life History Perspective. Wait. Yeah, J. Philip Rushton, A Life History Perspective. Now, my interest goes off the chart with this one. J. Philip Rushton, somebody I spent nearly entire nights with talking about these questions about intelligence. For example, Rushton was a great researcher on intelligence and died. Well, I'll have to look him up. When did Rushton die? But he was one of the people I was most eager to hear speak. And here's a biography of Rushton. $19, I'm going to buy it. Well, here, let me go look at the review here. And Philip Rushton, anybody in this audience is going to love J. Philip Rushton. In 19, 1989, J. Philip Rushton threw a grenade into the world of human biology. This is from the description of the book on Edward Dutton's book sale page on Amazon. And this, you have to presume this is written by Dutton or approved by Dutton. Rushton argued that the three big races, Black, Caucasian, and East Asian, consistently differed in life history strategy. Blacks had the fastest strategy, adapted to unstable environments. They live fast and die young. East Asians had the slowest, investing in nurture, living for the future. Caucasians were intermediate. This grenade exploded into everything from a criminal investigation to a campaign to get Rushton fired. What kind of person could conceive of and publicize such an original yet incendiary theory? Analyzing Rushton's research, and for the first time his life and ancestry, Edward Dutton argues that Rushton himself, like many scientific geniuses, was a highly intelligent, fast life history strategist. Let's see, I'm skipping here a little bit more. Oh boy. Okay, he's not a big admirer of J. Philip Rushton. I am taking from this blurb here, but it's very interesting. He's exploring things that I never knew about Philip Rushton. Okay, let's go back to more books by Edward Dutton. The Genius Famine. Why we need geniuses. These are the subtitles. Why they're dying out. And why we must rescue them. I'm loving that book. My goodness, that's $14. I'm going to buy that one. And not only am I going to read it, I'm going to entice my kids to read it. Here's one. Talk about grabbing your attention. The Silent Rape Epidemic. How the Finns, people of Finland, were groomed to love their abusers. Wow. Oh, who knows what's between those covers? Is he referring to the huge rape epidemic that's sweeping through Scandinavia and Finland, which is technically not part of Scandinavia, Norway, Sweden, Denmark, Finland? Rape has skyrocketed. And the, you know, what's going on? These wonderful Scandinavian women are being raped by people from Africa, from Arab countries, from Pakistan, from all of these completely non-European invader people. And it's, you know, it's well, I'm getting his title here. The Finns were groomed to love their abusers. Is this something like Stockholm Syndrome? Remember Patty Hearst, who joined the Symbionese Liberation Army, which had kidnapped her? And then she participated in bank robbery, holding a machine gun with the Symbionese Liberation Army? What happened in her head? Is this grooming that the Scandinavians have undergone? I'm going to buy this book, and I'll report back to you on that one, too. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time to double down. I'm Peter Serafine, and yesterday's Liberty Minute ruffled some feathers, so I'm going all in today. If I take out a loan and make a bad investment, I still have to pay back the loan. Real estate, business, stocks, crypto, the investment doesn't matter. So why should student loans be an exception? College is an investment. You choose to go to college. You select your course of study. You pick the school. You decided to take out the loan. You are responsible. Oh, but the school lied, or my advisor was horrible. Yeah, that's unfortunate. I'm sorry, but it's still your debt. And your debt is your responsibility and only your responsibility. I am tired of my hard-earned tax dollars going to bail out the bad decisions of banks, businesses, or individuals. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, see this Pashem Parabellum.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Oh, sing it, Merle. Don't want a part of anything they're giving. I'm proud and white. I got a song to sing.
Well, I've said a few things and things I'll admit it.
Want to get ahead, you got to hump and get it. Well, that's, you know, I'll tell you what. I think that's what the MAGA movement has represents. We have realized if we want to get ahead, we got to hump and get it. we gotta get up off the floor and strive for our own survival. The Edward Dutton that I'm reading, this genius, and that, by the way, that what characterizes Donald Trump? You know, a lot of people don't get this part of Donald Trump. Everybody who's known him personally that I've who has given an account, someone, anybody that I admire, who has given an account of their experience with Donald Trump, people like Steve Bannon, people like Peter Navarro, people like Dan Bongino, they have all said Donald Trump is a raging genius. He is a colossal intellect. And they're all quite clear on this. None of them, there's no bootlicking or point scoring on this. Donald Trump is a truly brilliant man. He is one of those people that Edward Dutton is writing about, that the Thomas Edisons, Henry Fords, great inventors, the great creators, and going back, you know, Isaac Newton, Da Vinci, Michelangelo, Beethoven, my goodness, Beethoven. Raw genius. A man, think of this. Are we producing genius like this today? Beethoven, who lived in an apartment with a chamber pot, that was the degree of facilities that he had, no electricity, so he had oil lamps, chamber pots. He had to make his own manuscript paper, I believe. I'm not sure. There might have been printed manuscript paper available for him, but he used an inkwell and a fountain pen like the ones used to inscribe the Declaration of Independence. And that's right around Beethoven's time. Beethoven lived from 1770 to 1827. 57 years. So when he was 6 years old, the Declaration of Independence was penned. And he was deaf. Wait a minute. Deaf. When he composed many of his works, including his greatest, which happens to be the greatest piece of music ever written, ever, in the history of the cosmos, Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. Some highly intelligent people appreciate that fact. For example, the entire nation of Japan, which is a highly intelligent place, they play, I was a singer once, if you want to sing, let's say the tenor lead and the tenor solo in Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, and where can you get hired to sing as a tenor or the soprano or the alto or the bass? Japan. The Japanese stage more performances of Beethoven's Ninth than anyone else in the world, including us. Why? Because they're highly intelligent. So let me go back down to this series of books by Edward Dutton, where he's saying we need to protect our geniuses, our Beethovens. And are we producing any Beethovens? Have you listened to music lately? The garbage that's coming out of your car radio or wherever you're getting your music? It's horrible. Absolutely horrible. And from this, in the midst of this, are we producing any Beethovens, any Bachs, any John Dowlands? Are we producing any Antonio Vivaldis? And these geniuses came out of populations that were much smaller than ours. And as I said, chamber pot, no electricity, wax candles or oil lamps, and yet they produced these things. Unbelievable. And we have all this stuff. We have all these goodies and wealth and time and resources. And what do we produce? So this guy, Edward Dutton, he's onto something. We are dysgenically losing our geniuses. All right, so let's go back to some more of his titles here. I like How to Judge People by What They Look Like. I'll give you some more of these provocative titles in a moment. Be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret. SusannaSecret.com.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say,
yes, I'm proud to be an American. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to go in this show too. I'm proud to be a Finn. And I have a feeling for the Finnish people. When I was a teenager, I crewed on a Finnish freighter been a long time ago, the Visa, W-I-S-A, the Visa, which means birch tree in Finnish, I believe, out of the port of Turku in Finland. And we were carrying things like Porsches and Heineken beer. And what else did we have in our cargo hold? Between Turku, Finland, and Los Angeles, through the Panama Canal, by way of the Caribbean. Where did we refuel? We refueled in, it's going to come to me in a second here, Aruba. God, the water in Aruba. But that was a Dutch island. and Dutch oil available to us there. The I'm going to connect. I'm proud to be an American with Lee Greenwood, with I'm proud to be a Finn with Jean Sibelius, the great Finnish composer, the great Finnish Beethoven. And I'm going to read you something from Edward Dutton. During the break, I read a little bit about the grooming of the Finnish people for mass rape against their girls by Muslims. And what a ballsy book. This guy doesn't play around. He goes right to it. This is a scientific mind who goes to the numbers and the facts. I'm going to read you just a little bit from the blurb on this book. Then I'm going to, rather than play Beethoven's Ninth, this greatest, here's Jean Sibelius. He wrote something called Finlandia. Appropriate, isn't it? Finland, America first, Finland first. Suomi, which is the way the Finns say Finland. So this is a Finnish orchestra, Finnish conductor, a whole bunch of Finns. I'm just seeing a sea of Finns, beautiful Finns, highly intelligent, wonderful, civilization creating, building, sustaining, loving Finns in Finland, a small population, a country. You know, I'll join Greta Thunberg. How dare you? How dare you destroy my civilization? This little group of people in Finland who created this. Thunberg sure got it wrong. Now the chorus of Finn singing. It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. And to see these faces of these Finns singing this beautiful, beautiful little people. How many Finns are there? But to lose Finland, to lose the Finnish people, to have it swamped and swarmed and overrun by Muslims and Africans and Asians and anybody other invading people. It's criminal. It's the worst thing that could happen. Greta Thunberg. It's not a mass extinction event because of carbon, Greta Thunberg. It's a mass extinction event because of invasion. And now listen to this. You're gonna this audience, listen closely. Edward Dutton is going to give you an explanation. I'm liking it. I'm going to read his book. I want to know more. Let me find it. I have to go back here a little bit. I've got so many. I'm like Mother Hubbard, had so many cupboards. Where is my review of this book? I'm going to find it. Don't worry. Oh, it's going to be here somewhere. I just have to click down the row here. Where is it? Here it is. Okay. The silent, now listen to this. You're going to get your price of admission here for tonight's show. The silent rape epidemic, how the Finns were groomed to love their abusers. Now, let me give you a little background here. I know this little bit about Edward Dutton. He is a professor in the Finnish town of Oulu, O-U-L-U. So he knows a lot about the town of Oulu, where he's a professor. I believe he's from Britain. Here's his blurb. In 2003, the northern Finnish city of Oulu was what foreigners imagined such a city would be. Calm, quiet, and very Finnish, meaning very civilized. By December 2018, that's only 15 years later, the whole country was convulsed by Oulu's Muslim child grooming scandal. A gang of Arab, quote, refugees, unquote, were in court for the sexual assault and rape of underage Oulu girls. And it transpired that Finland's politicians and mainstream media had done everything possible, guided by the divine light of multiculturalism, to cover it up. Now, by the way, have you ever heard of the Finnish rape scandal in Oulu, Finland? Of course not. Neither had I. For the very reason just cited by the truth teller, Edward Dutton, scientist. How could a country like Finland, stereotyped as nationalistic and culturally conservative, have embraced the multicultural suicide cult so rapidly? Now we're asking the same question about ourselves, right? You've seen it in your town, wherever you live. You've seen your local pieces of garbage embrace the multicultural suicide cult. In the silent rape epidemic, Dutton argues that the explanation lies in Finn's evolutionary past. Now, just substitute Americans, your evolutionary past, or Swedes, or Germans, or Italians, or Spaniards, whatever European people you belong to. Adapted to extreme cold and predictability, they are fiercely intelligent, extraordinarily cooperative, highly rule-following, silent, and socially anxious. This makes them naively trusting, fierce conformist, and prone to imitating others. Perfectly adapted to their environment, these traits are combined with a minuscule gene pool, meaning very few intelligence or personality outliers who might dare to challenge the spirit of the age. That is holy multiculturalism. The intense Darwinian selection to which they have been subjected and their late industrialization has delayed the rise of nihilism, which arises when nations industrialize and selection pressures are weakened. But the nature of Finnishness means that multiculturalism has now overwhelmed Finland with astonishing speed. Just substitute, has now overwhelmed America, Canada, Australia, Italy, Norway, Scotland, Wales, Ireland, with astonishing speed. Name a country it's not happening in. Maybe Hungary? Hungary? Have you got your airline tickets already for Budapest? I have thought about it. I'm not going. But I'll tell you what, the thought occurs, maybe Hungary, huh? The last refuge? Overwhelmed Finland with astonishing speed. However, this is a little bit of hope, and I've got to buy the book and read it. However, all is not lost. Dutton, Edward Dutton, finds that if the Finns truly want to save the Suomi of Sauna and Sibelius, then they are, ironically, uniquely well-adapted to reverse their country's destruction. Okay, he's talking about you. I've got to buy this book, and I'll bring it to you, because I know not everybody can go out and buy every book that I mention on the show here. But I got to get this one, The Silent Rape Epidemic, and of course, how the Finns were groomed to love their abusers. The part of the silent rape epidemic that everybody in this audience has heard about is the one going on in places like Birmingham, England. What was the name of that town? in England, where this has been going on, and the exact same thing. All of the authorities working overtime to cover it up. The reporters, the police, the government, the do-gooders, the social justice warriors, all of them working to hide the story of thousands, tens, scores of thousands of British girls raped by mainly, or the largest group, the plurality, Pakistanis. How the hell did Pakistanis end up in Birmingham or all the other British towns? They belong in Pakistan, no? Doesn't everybody belong where they belong? Don't we belong here? Don't they belong there? Everybody in the world? What is this BS immigration across borders crap? Why would somebody do that? You're a Turk? You're born in Turkey? Your children, grandchildren, and great-great-great-grandchildren will be born, live, and die in Turkey. That is their land, not our land. We'll stay out of Turkey. But you stay in Turkey. Or whatever other place you came from, hellhole or otherwise. If it's a hellhole, you made it that way. And your family and friends made it that way. Fix it, jackass. Don't bring it here. So I'm going to read this book. He's got a unique angle there on where there's a weakness in us, is there not, ladies and gentlemen? There's something, there's a blind spot in us, a weakness. We're, if you put it in one word, suckers, naive, ripe for the picking. We have a real vulnerability, and understanding it will be our path to fixing it. Well, anyway, so that's very interesting. Edward Dutton. If anybody wants to comment on all of that expatiation from Kelso there, you can call 512-248-8252. Tell me if you agree or disagree. Yeah, there's nobody in this audience who disagrees with what was just spoken. It's as obvious as the nose of any on any of our faces. It's scientific fact. But what's interesting about Edward Dutton is here's a guy who's a scientist who is not somewhere. He missed the programming where he's supposed to conform. There are rules. You have to do certain things to be a so-called scientist. We don't have real scientists anymore. We don't have Galileos. We don't have a Galileo who'll say, no, you know, what is it, you know, yet the the earth moves. You know, we don't have people who will defy authority because of their loyalty to truth. That's what a scientist is. That's the principle. What is the principal trait of a scientist? One of the best definitions of science I ever heard from a Nobel laureate was it's finding out finding out what works. Four words. Finding out what works. Okay, so if you wanted to find out how you preserve your culture, for example, a scientist would find out, well, how do you preserve? How do you preserve Finnishness? How do you keep Finland Finnish? That would be science. But what's the extra ingredient of a real scientist? In addition to dedication to finding out what works. It's integrity. That trait looked for by the Greek philosopher. Was it Diogenes? Help me, audience. That's what that philosopher had. He's looking for an honest man. Somebody who looks for how things work, but then has the balls to tell it truthfully. We'll be right back after this break.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
what I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway.
Sing it, Merle.
Sing it, Merle.
All right, we've got James in Vancouver on the phone with us. Hi, James.
Yeah, hi. All that European population moving from Africa up to Europe was done by NATO and the military at the behest of the investment bankers.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Those are the cheerleaders who propelled it. But the interesting point, Edward Dutton's point, he probably doesn't dwell much on that. Edward Dutton, he takes his interest is in how the hell did we let it happen? You know,
like we didn't know they were going to do it. A common sense person.
But it was right in our face. Right in our face. Okay. Like I'm in North Dakota. Okay. And we're bringing in thousands of Somalians, thousands of them, right in front of our face. I mean, it's like they're hard to miss, you know. Right. They dress differently, they look quite different, they act quite different. So it you can't go into a store and, you know, I mean, it's shocking. So
yeah, well, that's
what we're missing, but
intelligence did that.
Like well, but hang on. There's two sides. There are two forces at work here. You're right about that. Okay. But there's another force at work, which is what Edward Dutton's exploring, which is what in us made it possible for those creeps to do it? How did we allow this to happen? How did we not object? How did we not stop it? And the most important point, if you had to, you know, adjust one of those two factors, evil people who want to do evil things, okay, like bring invasions into your country, versus gullible people who are through their own fault, their own actual virtue, you know, like no good deed goes unpunished, their own amiability, they are vulnerable to this. Of the two factors, the more important, the one that makes it all possible, is not the existence of evil, because we're never going to get rid of that. We're never going to go line up all the evil people and mow them down. That's not going to happen. But we can change us. We can fix that vulnerability, that gullibility in ourselves. And that's what I think the MAGA movement is evolving into, is people who don't take it lying down, who get up and shout, who use strong language in public, from the podium of their rally, like Donald Trump, okay, where he just simply, he'll pause at a powerful moment of his presentation, and he says, this is bullshit. You know, we've never had that before. That is so un-Finnish, so un-Norwegian, un-French, un-English, it's not un-Scottish. It's so not un-Irish either, but it's so un-European, so un-American. You're not supposed to say the word bullshit. You're not supposed to say it. And but if you can't say that, if you can't say that word, which is the only word that expresses the truth, well, if you can't speak, you're done. Put a fork in it. So anyway, we'll end on that thought. Yeah. We'll end on that thought, James. Great to see you in here tonight. We'll look for you again tomorrow night at the Trump Clubhouse. See you tomorrow, folks.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.